Welcome to SCOTUSCast, Presidential Security and Free Speech Edition. Thank you for tuning in. On May 27, 2014, the Supreme Court issued its decision in Wood v. Moss. This lawsuit against several Secret Service agents presents two questions. One, did the Court of Appeals err in denying qualified immunity to agents protecting the president by evaluating the respondent's claim of viewpoint discrimination at a high level of generality and concluding that pro- and anti-Bush demonstrators should have been positioned an equal distance from the president while he was dining on the outdoor patio and while he was traveling by motorcade? The second question is, have respondents adequately pleaded viewpoint discrimination in violation of the First Amendment when no factual allegations support their claim of discriminatory motive and there was an obvious security-based rationale for moving the nearby anti-Bush group and not the farther away pro-Bush group? In a unanimous opinion delivered by Justice Ginsburg, the court ruled that the Secret Service agents are entitled to immunity. The decision of the Ninth Circuit was reversed. To discuss the case, we have Patrick Gary, who is a professor of law at the University of South Dakota School of Law. As always, the Federalist Society takes no position on particular legal or public policy issues. All expressions of opinion are those of the speaker. And now, Professor Gary.
In Wood versus Moss, decided on May 27, 2014 by a unanimous court, the court dismissed a claim that the Secret Service had engaged in unconstitutional viewpoint discrimination when, during a presidential campaign stop on October 14, 2004 in Jacksonville, Oregon, Secret Service agents had directed that protesters be moved to a new location while allowing supporters of the president to remain in their original location. Justice Ginsburg wrote the opinion for the court. And for a more complete factual and procedural discussion of the case, as well as oral arguments made at hearing, please consult the earlier podcast I did shortly after oral arguments in the case. But in short, this case arose out of a last-minute, unscheduled decision by the president to stop for dinner at an outdoor restaurant on his way to his lodging accommodations for the night. At the direction of the Secret Service, the police moved protesters who were lining the route of the motorcade in the vicinity of the restaurant to a location some two blocks away. This move then placed the protesters at a location further from the restaurant than were a group of supporters who had gathered on the opposite side of the street from the protesters. Consequently, the protesters sued the Secret Service agents, claiming that those agents had violated the protesters' First Amendment rights by the manner in which the agents established a security perimeter around the president during that unscheduled stop for dinner. The protester suit was based on the precedent set in Bivens versus six unknown federal narcotics agents, a case, the 1971 case, which recognized a claim for damages against federal agents for violations of Fourth Amendment rights. More specifically, the protesters alleged that the agents engaged in viewpoint discrimination when they moved the protesters away from the restaurant while allowing the supporters to remain in their original position. The first question before the court then was whether the First Amendment gave rise to a Bivens claim for damages against federal officers who violate the First Amendment guarantees. In Bivens, the court had recognized a right of action against federal officers for violations of the Fourth Amendment. And in several instances subsequent to that, the court had assumed really without deciding that Bivens had extended to First Amendment claims as well. And the court continued that position in this case. So then the next issue was whether the Secret Service agents were protected from such a Bivens claim by the qualified immunity doctrine. This doctrine protects government officials from liability for civil damages unless a plaintiff pleads facts showing that first, the official violated a statutory or constitutional right, comma, and second, that the right was clearly established at the time. Faced with the president's sudden decision to stop for dinner, the Secret Service agents, of course, had to cope with a security situation that they had not previously anticipated. According to the court, no decision of the Supreme Court had even really hinted that such a last-minute action was unlawful simply because they had failed to keep protesters and supporters at equal distance from the president. So according to the court, at the time of this incident, the court had addressed such a challenge to Secret Service actions on only one occasion, and on that one occasion held that the qualified immunity doctrine shielded the agents from claims under the 4th, 5th, 6th, and 14th Amendments. Therefore, the court found that there was no clearly established law and hence upheld the qualified immunity doctrine. So after a review of the absence of relevant case law, the court stated that no decision of which it was aware would have alerted the Secret Service agents engaged in crowd control that they might bear a First Amendment obligation to ensure that all groups of differing viewpoints were at equal locations from the president at all times. Consequently, since there was no established law then, the qualified immunity doctrine did apply to shield the agents from liability. The court also cited in its decision, of course, the nation's overwhelming interest in protecting the safety of its president. This finding obviously played a very influential role in the court's decision. The court went through the case and stated, after analyzing maps of where the different groups were located, that the Secret Service did indeed have a valid security reason for moving and relocating the protesters the way it did. And in recognizing that the Secret Service had such valid security concerns, the court found that the evidence, primarily the map of the different groups, undermined the protesters' allegations of viewpoint discrimination as the only reason for the Secret Service actions. In fact, according to the court, the map and the actions taken by the Secret Service established the fact that, in fact, the protesters did pose a potential security risk to the president, while the supporters, because of their location, did not. And for this reason, then, the court, as I stated, upheld the doctrine of qualified immunity, which shielded the Secret Service agents from liability under a Bivens claim.
Thank you for listening to this episode of SCOTUSCast. For more episodes of SCOTUSCast, as well as audio and video of past Federalist Society events, please visit our website at www.federalistsociety.org/multimedia.